Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I am excited to be on the air this morning to interview a dear friend named David Wren, and we're going to be talking about the Success Mentor. I'll be bringing him live on the air in just a moment, but before we do, I certainly want to remind people that the shows are recorded and that you can always go back and listen to whatever was said with the information that was presented, and certainly share the link with people who you feel might be interested in what was said. Maybe they need to hear what was being said, and certainly if you think the information will be helpful to them. So we certainly look forward to a really interesting show this morning here on Blog Talk Radio. Anna's Journey travels wherever Anna feels is an interesting place to go. And certainly, I always ask some friends and other small businesses to sponsor the show. And I've been very fortunate to have Ginny Robertson, LLC, as a longtime sponsor of the show. Ginny is going through some transition with her business. She is a fantastic speaker, certainly at conferences and women's networking events. She's also the author and editor and publisher of On Purpose Woman magazine. It comes out spring, summer, fall, and winter. It's available in print as well as online. Ginny also has in-person networking events for women all around the state of Maryland. She's recently expanded into Virginia, and I believe there are a couple of people who have moved here or there that's also helping Ginny expand her business. So look up GinnyRobertson.com, and that's GinnyRobertson.com, and find out all the things that she's doing in terms of the magazine, the speaking topics. Certainly what Ginny has to write in the On Purpose Woman magazine. And even there's a page on her website about what Ginny reads. It's interesting to see how that has taken off from Oprah in terms of important things that people need to think about in terms of what we read. Certainly look up all of the things available on her website. And if you're here in Maryland, look up one of the 9 different In Purpose Connections over coffee meetings that Ginny hosts around the state. She certainly goes to Frederick, Bel Air, down around the D.C. area, and certainly places here in Baltimore and Fells Point, as well as Timonium in Baltimore County. So there are lots of options of where you can meet some really cool women and really get some interesting networking going. All right, let's see. I believe my guest is on the line here. Let's bring David Wren online. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning, Anna. Thank you for having me on. Hang on.
I am really... There's a little bit of background noise there.
How's that?
It's really good to have you with us this morning on Anna's Journey. And certainly interesting to talk about Success Mentor LLC and the things that you're doing to help small business people. I thought it was interesting with having Ginny as the airtime sponsor doing all the things that she does for women. Certainly plays into what you do in terms of helping people with those small and large businesses to really follow their passion. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Dave.
Thank you. So I actually have two businesses right now. I have Success Mentor LLC, and I also have Computer MD, which is an IT company, which was the first business I started. And what I did was I started the first business and was helping small businesses with their IT solutions, and then I wanted to help more people, so I started Success Mentor LLC about 4 years ago. Mostly what we do is we work with people that are thinking about starting a business, they're just starting a business, or they've been in business for about 1 to 2 years and they're ready to take it to the next level.
And I think that's a big step for a lot of businesses to know when to expand, when not to expand, even maybe when to contract, of course, going by what's going on in the economy in general. So how does somebody really think about following their passion?
That's a really good question. So first of all, you have to figure out, like, what is your passion? What is it that gets you up during the day? What is it that you that really gives you kind of the juice? And I mean the juice that actually speaks to your soul, speaks to your heart. You know, what is that? When you find that out, then it's looking at how can I turn that into something that I can create in a way that follows my passion, plus I can make money at it. So I can actually, you know, get paid for that passion.
I think a lot of people, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. That's fine.
I think a lot of people have a passion. Their problem is figuring out how to get paid for it. It's all well and good that you have this passion and you're willing to help people. And unfortunately, I think some of us fall into the habit of helping people so often that they expect you just to constantly help them for nothing and not have to pay for it. And they don't always realize sometimes what is the value of your time.
Yeah, exactly. And that I have found, in fact, there's several of us that have small businesses that we have this conversation a lot. And it's really about not short selling yourself. So that's the first thing. So when you actually place your own the value that you, what you do for people, and you share that with people, then people get it. So it's you know, you may bless them with something, you may bless them with maybe not charging them as much, but still they have to know what the value that you're providing. And once they know that, then they go, oh, okay, it's not free, and because it's, you know, and because you're providing all this value, yeah, you need to get paid for that.
I know. I've certainly been yelled at by some people who have a business helping authors get their book published. Certainly for the past 5 years, I have tried to mentor some writers, trying to get them to the point of publishing their book. I do refer them to a publishing company or to an editor or to some of these other folks who are yelling at me that I do too much for free. I'm not in the book business, publishing business. I don't get any money from this. I am trying to get these writers, first of all, not to give up their passion and to make them realize that they can publish and therefore can make money at being a published author. So, you know, if you have this business that plays into what I'm doing for free, I would think you would want to be my friend. You would want me to say, oh, here, go to this person that I know who does this, instead of having this person yell at me. I really don't think they have an idea of how to connect their business with what I do that would get them more customers.
Yeah, and I think your passion is really about, you know, helping people. And so for me, because you have workshops, correct?
Right.
Yeah. Even if you charge the nominal fee for your workshops, I mean, because here's the thing. One of the things that I found also is if you don't have people pay for it, they're not serious, or they won't be serious. Or they, you know, they'll take it for granted. So they actually don't do the work.
And there again, I don't think they value the time. They don't value what it costs to get into business.
So you have to give them, you have to have, they have to have some skin in the game. And so I found that as I start to charge more, I've actually got more serious people that are actually doing the homework. So they're actually doing the work, which makes me happy because I actually see them flourishing and, you know, and doing the work and going through obstacles and, you know, creating their plan, and they're going through all the steps. Now they go, well, you know, I paid this money. I've got to get value out of it. And the only way I get value out of it is to do the work.
Exactly. So you get these people to realize their passion, and then you give them this homework to actually develop their plan. Approximately how long does it usually take? Not always, of course, but usually. How long do you think, if somebody is really passionate about doing whatever it is they're going to do, they're going to do X, Y, Z, how long or how much homework, how many days, weeks, before they actually come up with some kind of viable plan? Or any kind of plan, even if it's not viable yet.
Right. So if they're creating a full business plan from zero, it takes anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks. And that's doing something, you know, you're doing something maybe half an hour every night, but, you know, you're doing work every week. So it takes 6 to 8 weeks. And then inside the business plan, there's all these, you know, different things like your ideal client, your marketing strategy, you know, your financials, all those things. So then, you know, if you broke those out, you know, there's about 8 to 9 different things you have to go through. So each one of those takes about a week. So like I have somebody that's coming on to do a marketing strategy. So that'll be 1 to 2 weeks of work. Because he pretty much has a plan. He pretty much, you know, but he just needs a marketing strategy to how to market his business. So anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks for a full business plan, and then 1 to 2 weeks for, you know, each item, you know, inside that, or half a week to 2 weeks, depends on, you know, the business and what items you need to get done.
So you go about 2 months and you have this plan, or at least you think you do, or you hope you do.
Right.
And you're ready to execute it. Are there some resources out there, like the Small Business Association or somebody, that can help people along with some of these things, or some online references that can help people get from step one to step two?
Yeah, there is and there isn't. What I found with the Small Business Association, unless you're a complete self-starter, you know, self-starters will go through and do all the work. What I found is that people need guidance. You know, they see this information at the Small Business Association, but there's no one really there to guide them unless you're in manufacturing. Most of the SBA is looking at manufacturers, not businesses that do services or opening a restaurant. I haven't found a lot of resources out there that really, you know, they're there, but it's just really for the self-starter. What I found is people have this passion, and they just need some help getting through some obstacles of their own to actually get them to being a self-starter, if that makes sense.
Well, to me it does, but maybe not to all of our listeners, because, again, being an entrepreneur and being your own business, I mean, being your own boss, is not an easy path. It does take the work. It does take the homework. And as you said, all this information is out there and has been for ages. How do you find what you need, what will work for you? And that's where Success Mentor comes in, I think, that helps you guide through all this 10 tons of information, half of what I probably don't need, the other half I need, but I'm not sure how or where. And you really do need that guidance, whether it be a life coach or a business coach or, in this case, a mentor. You really need that guidance. You really need that helping hand sometimes to just get through the fog and say, okay, here's the plan. It does seem to be workable. I'm ready to get a business license. I'm ready to get a business office, or if I'm going to work out of my home, even knowing what the tax structure is of working from home, all kinds of little details that can make or break you. And certainly, what's the percentage? I think it's a pretty high percentage of people that don't make it through 3 years because they haven't done the work.
Right, and so that's where businesses fail in those in that 3 to 5 year area, is they don't have a plan, and so then if they don't have a plan, there's really nothing to execute other than you're flying by the seat of your pants. Let me just go back for just a moment. So the other thing that Success Mentor does, and this is what I bring to the table, is sometimes people get stopped. So they're passionate about something, and there's something that will get in the way. And I assist people of actually seeing it for themselves so they can actually work through that. So like for me, one of the things that I worked through to actually start my business the first time, because I had this idea of being the computer doctor back 20 years ago or 25 years ago. I didn't start it until 15 years ago. And one of the things that I found out about myself was I really didn't step into really big things. You know, being an entrepreneur is really a big game. It's really, something that's different because you're your own boss. The buck stops with you. You've got to do the work. And sometimes, there's a lot of unknown that you have to work through. So I assist people with actually getting through the spaces they need to get through so they can actually move forward and do it on their own.
And that's a big step. And it's ironic because yesterday at church, part of the message was walking through the darkness and finding the light, and certainly talking about finding God and believing and trusting in God and all of that good stuff. And I certainly don't want to belittle any of that information from the religious aspect. But certainly as an entrepreneur, quite often you are walking into the darkness. You don't know what's going to happen. You can have the best business plan in the world, and something comes along and just hits you out of left field and knocks you off your balance. And it's like, what do I do now? How do I resolve this problem? And there are going to be those ups and downs and sometimes those rocky spots.
It's funny that you said it that way, because of, the business center. I had that business center for a year, and we had to close our doors because we didn't have enough members. And it kind of knocked the wind out of me, knocked the wind out of my sails, right, for about half
right.
a day. And then I said, okay, Dave, what are you up to in the world? And what I'm up to in the world is to make a difference. Okay, so I know that I'm going to relaunch the business center. I said, okay, what was off? What didn't work? So what didn't work was we opened up in November, and we didn't do a lot of pre-marketing. So I said, I really saw that, okay, I need to open this up in the spring, and so I'm going to open up the new business center in a year. So now I'll have a third business come spring of 2018, and then I'm going to start marketing in January, so that way I can have members already filling the space by the time we open. So, so there's things that happen, and you can either let that keep you down or you go, let me get up and let me take a look. So I didn't let that stop me.
Go ahead.
And you never fail if you get back up. The only time you fail is if you don't get back up. So I got back up and I said, okay, what was off? What didn't work? And so I'm going to be back down in Baltimore City come spring of 2018. Be on the lookout.
That sounds like a great idea. And again, a part of that plan is the pre-marketing. I'm not open yet. but it's coming. I certainly see that with some successful authors. They put the little hint out there. I'm working on this project. Here is, you know, a little tip about who my character is or what the plot is or just a little bit of teaser. Certainly movies do it all the time with the trailers. Sometimes you're so tired of seeing the trailer that you don't even want to see the movie by the time it comes out. But it really does get people's attention. The excitement builds, and they get into that movie theater. And you need to do the same thing with your business. This business is coming. Is this something you need? Get on board now before you actually open the doors. Then when the doors open, you certainly need to have all the things in place that these people who have signed up in advance want or need so that you can then meet their needs and move forward. Now, we've certainly talked a lot about following your passion, designing your plan. Let's say you're already in business and you already have a plan and you're executing it, but maybe it needs to be changed. How does somebody who, you know, this business is my baby, I'm not going to let it go, I don't want to, and I hate change. How do you get over that hump that sometimes you do need to change? The world is changing. People's needs are changing.
Yeah, so for me, the first area we need to look at is why you're resistant to change. You know, in this world, you have to be very flexible now. You know, technology has advanced us so far that things are almost instantaneous. So,
and that's
it's really
scary.
Yeah, it is. It and you know, we got this 3D printing now. They're building houses with 3D printing with concrete now. I mean, it's just crazy. And so you have to look at what's going on in the world. And you know, what was it? JCPenney is closing stores.
Yes.
You know, so there's businesses out there that haven't been flexible. You know, there was a thing I saw the other day on malls. Malls are going to the wayside because people aren't shopping at malls. The cars, they're not going to the malls. So it's really interesting to see how businesses are need to transform. So you need to change with what's going on with the economy and with what people's needs are. You know, what is it? You know, now we have food service where people get meals, pre-prepared meals, so they can cook at home and still have really healthy food, and they don't have to shop. It's delivered to the door. So how is that going to impact
growth? All of these kinds of things really do make a difference, as you said. I mean, certainly just in my lifetime. Montgomery Ward's had been around for about 100 years. And it closed its doors because it wasn't flexible in keeping up with trends and things. Sears is somewhat following in their footsteps, even though Sears is now going on probably close to 200 years of business. But then along comes somebody like Walmart that has really taken over a large part of business that, you know, somebody like Sears and Ames and Kmart, some of these stores have, you know, just disappeared because they weren't able to either do it in the same volume or at the same price or the same trends. Certainly things you need to look at. Here in the Baltimore area, we had a grocery store that had been here for 75 years, but along came Walmart, took a large part of their business away. Along comes Amazon. They're delivering stuff to your door. Some of these other brick-and-mortar stores can't compete because, like you said, the cars are not going to the mall. They're not going to some of these brick-and-mortar places.
Well, yeah,
can Amazon Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just like IT stores. So Egghead is one. There was another computer company that had stores that had to close the stores. You know, the one that's really stood out is Micro Center. And what they've done is they've hybrided, and, you know, they started down in Virginia, Manassas, Virginia, and they didn't have an online presence. But as they grew, they transformed into an online presence. And what's interesting about them is they have the stores. I think they have 8 in the area. And they have internet pricing. So their pricing is such that you can come in the store and get it the same day. Or we can deliver it to you. It's, you know, either way. And you're gonna get a deal.
Exactly. So, and Office Depot is another example where they've had brick and mortar stores for a long time, but they are now available online. You can go and place your order. You can go and pick it up, or you can have it delivered. You have to be flexible with what people want. So,
you not only follow your
passion, you not only develop your plan, but you have to realize when it's time to reevaluate that plan. And again, you may have the business sense, but you really need that little bit of guidance sometimes from Success Mentor or a business like that that kind of might give you a little elbow in the side saying, hey, have you looked at your plan lately? Is it working? Is it time to reevaluate? Is it time to change? Is it time to expand or contract or offer a new service? Certainly with me, and this is something I talk with book authors about quite often, is, okay, now that you've got this book, are you ready to go out and talk to people about what you wrote about?
Yeah.
And it's like deer in the headlights, you know? It's like, you want me to talk to groups? Well, you have this book. You wrote about this topic. Are you ready to talk about it? And it's like, no way. I've written it. I'm done. And then they wonder why it doesn't sell.
Yeah. If you look at the books that are best, the bestsellers, there's always marketing. And so unless you're going to pay someone else to do your marketing, guess who's your marketer? It's yourself.
Well, even some of these marketing companies are saying, hey, I want you to go out. I want you to do a book signing. Hey, I want you to go out and do a talk show. Hey, I want you to go out and talk someplace, somewhere, and tell people you have a book. Because there are millions of books out there. How are they going to find your book?
Yeah. Yeah, so there's all that. There's that aspect of it. And, yeah,
all
right. So...
Go ahead.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just, you know, you got to reevaluate your plan, and I always look at my business plans at least once a year, usually in November, because we're coming up to the end of the year. And also, you need to look at it when something drastically changes in your market. So if something happens in the marketplace, you need to go, okay, how does that impact my business? Because my IT business, managed services came online, and I was like, oh, there's an opportunity. So, you know, I have managed services along with my service contracts and my, you know, just coming out and doing work, you know, with companies. So there are things that changes in the marketplace that you have to be aware of, and that's a good time to look at your business plan and see, can I adopt this? This is important. Will it impact my business? How will it impact my business? You know, how do I navigate this? Yeah,
well, certainly, I think Amazon has done that. They looked at, you know, they have this huge market that has opened up in the Baltimore area to the point it makes sense for them to save time and money in shipping by opening a new warehouse in this area so that they can serve their market. It makes sense. And if big companies can do these things, small companies most certainly do need to do these things, or they're not going to succeed. Dave, we're going to be running out of time here shortly. Are there any topics that we haven't covered that you want people to know about? and how can they find you?
So I think that's it. You know, so if you're looking at, you know, starting a business, or you're thinking about starting a business, or, you know, you have that question, you can reach me. The easiest way to reach me is by phone. You can reach me on phone at 443-579-5760, or you can reach me by email at dave@essexbusinesscenter.com. So it's ESSEX, business spelled out, center spelled out, .com. And I'm willing to have people come in and do an intake and see if there's a fit and see if there's something that I can assist you with. I enjoy what I do. I provide a lot of value. It's kind of exciting because I have a client that's about ready to open up a restaurant. We're just finishing up the business plan right now. He's about ready to get financing. He's got family and friends that are going to give him money, you know, loan him money to start this restaurant. And so what's really been fascinating is watching him get excited. At first, you know, he wanted to open up the restaurant. He's been thinking about this for like 10 years. And now he's excited because he actually sees he's been doing the work and actually, you know, answering questions and stuff. And we're about ready to fill all the paperwork that takes to start a restaurant in Baltimore City. So look forward to a new restaurant opening up in the Little Italy area.
Wow, in Little Italy, that's certainly a historic area of Baltimore and certainly a large tourist stop for even out of state, out of country people. I mean, when
yes.
they come to Baltimore, that's one of the places they certainly have on their to-do list that they really need to enjoy some really great Italian food. All right, so we have certainly been talking about finding your passion, not short-selling yourself, knowing the value of what your product is, whether it's your time or an actual product, in my case, a book, in this other gentleman's case, a restaurant, you know, knowing the value of what you're providing. And maybe the biggest thing that I think entrepreneurs tend to forget, overlook, or try to shortchange is the investment of time to really build that business plan, include your marketing strategy, and know when it's time to reevaluate. Certainly some very big, what sounds like short and easy steps to take, but certainly something that makes or breaks a business. Dave, thanks for your time. I know that I've been getting some statistics from Blog Talk Radio about radio shows. People tend to listen 20 to 30 minutes. So rather than continuing to chat at this point, we may want to come back and revisit this, but certainly have it at just the right timing frame for the majority of our listeners. One, so they can go back to business, back to work. And certainly while they're all excited about looking at their business plan, looking at their passion, figuring out if they're short selling themselves, we're going to go ahead and close the show for today. But I want you to think about coming back in maybe a month or so, maybe even 2 months, and see where you are at your planning for what you're going to be doing in January, because it does take that pre-planning even for you to make sure
yep.
that your business is successful. Thanks again for being with us. Certainly want people to remember to call David Wren, W-R-E-N. You can get in touch with him at 443-579-5760. And I'm sure he's going to be willing to talk with you on the phone, talk with you online, certainly do all kinds of things that's going to help start your business, maintain your business, or even expand your business. Get in touch with Success Mentor LLC. You can email Dave at, and that's D-A-V-E, at EssexBusinessCenter.com and spell out each word, Essex, E-S-S-E-X, business spelled out, center spelled out, and .com. Thanks a lot, Dave. I'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Anna.
You're welcome. All right, so we have been busy talking about business and business plans and how to create one, how to develop it, how to execute it, how to evaluate it. Knowing your passion, following your passion, and realizing the value of your time, your effort, and your product. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. Be sure to check out, if you're a female business person, check out Jenny Robertson LLC. She is connecting women around the world to their gifts, their purpose, and each other. You can find On Purpose Woman on Facebook. You can certainly get in touch with Jenny on Facebook. You can certainly get in touch with her at 410-252-2703. She is the editor and producer of On Purpose Woman magazine. She does speaking engagements. She has an annual conference every October or November. She outgrew the hotel she was using, and now that people are flying in to either be speakers or guests at her conference, she's moved to the BWI complex and using one of the larger hotels there as of last October. It is a growing venue that you really want to get in touch with, On Purpose Woman Community. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey. We're running out of time here. Thanks a lot. I will be back on the air, I believe it's next week, another author and then also another small business person. Thanks a lot for listening. Take care. And remember, all shows are recorded. You can go in and listen to the replays. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Anna, A-N-N-A, hyphen Renault, R-E-N-A-U-L-T. And you can find more information about me and what I do on my website, AnnaRenault.com. And that's A-N-N-A-R-E-N-A-U-L-T. And I mentioned a couple of times about being a published author. My books are on Amazon. Thanks a lot. Take care and have a great day.